This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insights for Thursday, June 14, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Luke, chapter 13, verses 1 to 5. It says there, "Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, 'Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish.' Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." End of quote. Some people who were present in the crowd informed Jesus about a tragic event happened. It is like we hear the news of a severe tragedy in the TV or from another person. They said to Jesus, "Pilate, a Roman governor of the province, had mixed the blood of Galileans with their sacrifices." You see, that location was a troubled province, and on top of this, Galileans were prone to attack any time. We do not know for sure what exactly was this historical incident, but some Jews were sacrificing at Jerusalem. Pilate or his people came and attacked suddenly and killed them. Because of this sudden attack and murder, the victims' blood mixed with the blood of the animals they were slain for sacrifice. Of course, no doubt it was a horrible atrocity. But Jesus gave a thought-provoking question and an answer. He said, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this way?" End of quote. In other words, do you think this horrible atrocity happened to them because they were worse than other people? Then Jesus answered the question. He said, "I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." End of quote. This sad and heartbreaking thing happened was not because the victims were worse sinners than others, but it is a reminder and warning to all people regarding the urgent need for repentance. Then Jesus reminded the crowd another tragedy happened in those days right there in that area. A tower in Siloam fell on 18 people who died immediately. Jesus asked the same question, "Do you think they were more guilty than all others living in Jerusalem?" He said the answer, "I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." End of quote. He repeated the same answer both times. Both unexpected tragedies reported here reminds not only of physical death, but much more than that, spiritual death, away from the presence of the loving God all through the eternity. Apart from the presence of a loving God is what the hell is all about. The tower fell on 18 people and they all died was not because the victims were more guiltier than others, but it is the same reminder and warning to all of us regarding the immediate and dire need of repentance. Immediately after this conversation, Jesus said a parable. A man had a fig tree and he looked for fruit but did not have any. Then the man said to the servant, "For 3 years now I was looking for fruit on this fig tree and did not find any. Cut it down. Why should it use all this soil?" But the servant replied, "Leave it alone for one more year, and I will dig around and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." End of quote. "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near," was the loud announcement of Jesus made when he started and continued his ministry. The message of the Lord is the same today. We do not know how long a time we have. None of us know how long will there be an opportunity to repent and turn to him. Hence it is critical to repent and turn to Jesus Christ now. For some of us, Lord gave extended time, didn't he? He dug around us and fertilized us, didn't he? God gave the opportunity to listen to his word again and again, didn't he? Now the question is, where is the fruit? Would you humble in the presence of the Lord and pray now, "God, have mercy on me and forgive me. You talked to me many times, but I did not come to you for salvation. I did not repent of my sins and changed my course, though I am a believer in you. We all need repentance, and that is the urgent call from God. Repentance means a change of action. We can feel sad and sorrowful about what we did, but godly sorrow drives us to the cross, where he carried our sins and sorrows, and it leads us to the feet of Jesus Christ. Repentance and running to Christ brings forgiveness and salvation. A believer in Christ should also have an ongoing repentant heart, because we are all tainted, influenced by sin, and live in this sin country now. My friend, my dearly beloved, will you go to Christ in repentance? Jesus Christ says, "Come to me in repentance." He says, "But unless you repent, you too will perish." End of quote. The message is loud and clear today. Repentance is the key to God's salvation, protection, deliverance, and blessings in our lives. Got a moment for today's prayer? Let us pray. Pray after me, beloved. Father in heaven, I come to you as I am. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again for my sins and iniquities. And I'm sorry for my sins. Lord, please wash and cleanse me today. Please help me to live for you the rest of my life. Thank you for saving me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the good and loving Lord bless you today, and for the rest of your life, may his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.